The Reproductive Health Act, first introduced by former Governor Eliot Spitzer, would set in state law the right to accept or refuse contraception and the right to have a late-term abortion if a doctor determines that the health of the mother is at risk. It was originally proposed as a cleanup and expansion of New York's first-in-the-nation 1970 law legalizing abortion, and supporters say it would guarantee a number of reproductive rights for women in New York should the U.S. Supreme Court ever overturn Roe v. Wade. NARAL's Andrea Miller told a crowd of mostly women lobbyists that with the national debate once again raging over women's access to contraception, and including in Arizona a proposed law that would declare that life begins at ovulation, she says it's important that state leaders pass the act this year.
New York needs to send a powerful message that at least one state is willing and able to stand strong and stand up for women's health and rights.
Governor Cuomo reaffirmed his support for the Reproductive Health Act in his State of the State message back in January. But when he was asked about the issue on a radio show hosted by the New York Post's Fred Dicker, Cuomo hesitated, saying he didn't know if he'd taken a public position on the bill. The governor spoke just before a meeting with New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, an opponent of the bill. Later, Cuomo clarified his stance in an interview with public radio.
I support the Reproductive Health Act. I supported it in my State of the State, and I fully support it. And I've been a long supporter of pro-choice initiatives going way, way back, and I always will be.
Cuomo says he disagrees with Cardinal Dolan about pro-choice issues, but tries to focus on what the two have in common instead. Cardinal Dolan, speaking after his meeting with Cuomo in mid-March, says he told the governor that he was worried about the Reproductive Health Act.
We feel a high responsibility to speak up for the baby in the womb. And whenever we see the abortion license being strengthened or consolidated or expanded, we get more and more worried. We're particularly worried about this one for a number of reasons. For one, it seems to be predicated upon almost a paranoia that abortion rights, the abortion license is being restrained or set back, and we kind of wish it were, and it's not. If anything, we keep seeing it being expanded.
The governor was in Albany Tuesday, but did not address the pro-choice groups. He did send a deputy secretary of civil rights, Alfonso David, to speak instead. David thanked the group for their hard work and enthusiasm.
And so is our hope that as we proceed, that we will actually see it come to fruition.
NARAL's Miller says she takes the governor at his word.
There's no question in our mind that the governor supports this act. He certainly campaigned on it. It's been in the State of the State several times at this point. You know, I think he's very committed and has always been committed to women's reproductive health and rights. And it's really incumbent upon us, which is why we're up here with hundreds of people for the NARAL Pro-Choice New York Lobby Day, to demonstrate just how powerful the support in New York is, with three-quarters of New Yorkers supporting it, including 70% of Catholics. We see this as sort of the moment for this to move forward.
Neither Miller nor any of the other pro-choice lobbyists had meetings scheduled with Cuomo, though she says she hopes to get one soon, and she also hopes the governor will lend his political capital to the issue.
The governor needs to take this seriously and take leadership, and we need him on this.
In the meantime, the groups hope to convince some Republicans who are in the majority in the state Senate to agree to vote for the bill. The Democratic-dominated assembly likely has the votes for the Reproductive Health Act to pass. Miller says some GOP senators have told her privately that they would support the bill, but do not want to come out publicly until they're assured that a majority of the senators would vote yes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.